Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries. This teaching we're going to do is going to be on a subject about demons and how they work and how they get access to us. I trust you will enjoy this. At the end of the teaching, we'll have a website and a phone number where you can get these teachings free, but we're going to go into the teaching, and you hope you enjoy this very much in Jesus' name.
Because we don't know anything about our God. We don't know what He has provided for us. We don't understand the war that's going on between good and evil. But right here in this book of Job, we're seeing this. Satan has sent these demons of hell to the earth to call fire from heaven to burn up the crops. He has sent thieves over to rob and to steal. He has sent tornadoes to tear the house down. And whenever the tornado hit the house, how many of Job's 10 children lost their life? All 10. Isn't that awesome? All 10 of his kids died in that. And look what Job said in verse 21. And he said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Now, that is a correctly stated statement that I just stated. But that is not a correct statement. Do you understand what I'm saying? That is the way that statement is stated in the Word of God. I stated it correctly, but Job stated it incorrectly. Because he says there, "Naked I came from my mother's womb," which is a true statement. "And naked I shall return," which is a true statement. But then he says, "The Lord gave," and that's a true statement, "and the Lord has taken away." Who took away everything? The devil took it all away. It wasn't God. The devil is the one. We see this entire text. Satan had been the one that had been allowed to come down and destroy everything. God didn't do that. The devil did. Do you see that in this scripture? Satan, just like the book told us, like Jesus told us in John 10:10, the thief or Satan comes but for to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But I have come to give you life and give it to you abundantly. Now then, in all this, Job did not sin nor charge God with wrong. Now what kind of stamina does it take when you stand in the face of all this adversity to not get mad at God? But how many people do get mad at God? In fact, I was ministering to a young man the other day. We were looking at moving an ice machine, a big one, and I had this young man out with this company, and he was telling me what they would charge us to move this big ice machine. And then after we got through, I said, "Son, let me ask you a question." He was probably 33, 34, 35. I said, "Are you a Christian?" And boy, I won't repeat the word he said, but he said, "Blank, no." And I said, "Well, why not?" He said, "If there was a God, where is He?" And I said, "Well, He's in heaven, sitting on His throne, where He's been for the last 2,000 years. Why?" He said, "My mother was meaner than blank. And if there was a God somewhere, why didn't He do something to my mother?" He said, "My mother used to beat the blankety blank out of me every morning. Said she was mean and said I couldn't wait till I got old enough to run away from home." He said, if there really was a God, why didn't He do something?" I said, "Son, there's something that you don't understand, and I have every one of your answers." He said, "What are they?" I said, "First of all, yes, there is a God. And yes, He's sitting on His throne in heaven. And yes, He has empowered His church, those of us that know it, to have authority over sin, over sickness and disease, and the devil. But because most of the church is sitting back on her duff and not reading her word and don't know anything about it, the church is not out there doing what they should be doing." Now, I said, "Now, if your mother had run upon a man like me, and I had have known about it, I could have done some spiritual warfare praying. I could have kicked the devil out of your mother. She wouldn't even have known it. And I could have got her saved and filled with the Holy Spirit. And your life at home would have been an entirely different life." But how many people in the church know how to do that? That's just like the other night. A young lady called me from Denver. Her name was Lori. Well, we had Dr. Ed Cole on our show that night. He was talking about internet pornography. And she called and she said, She said, "I just sat here watching your television show and I thought how much fun it'd be just to call you and tell you I don't even believe there is a God." I said, "Satan, I have authority over you in the name of Jesus, and I rebuke you and I command every demon of doubt and unbelief to come out of Lori right now in Jesus' name." I said, now, Father, I ask you to send the Holy Spirit to convict this young lady of sin right now in the name of Jesus. And I claim her spirit, soul, and body for you and for service under your kingdom forever in Jesus' name. Right now, I said, now, Lori, honey, let me tell you about Jesus. And in the next 10 minutes, I got that little girl saved and filled with the Holy Spirit over the telephone. Now, what does most people say? Oh, well, I'm so sorry that you don't believe there's a God. You know, I'll kick the devil out of them in the name of Jesus. You have that kind of power. And I'm going to show you in the Word today where you have that kind of power. I guarantee you can do it. Just like marriages and everything else, there's all kinds of problems happens in our homes. And your husband or your wife is just meaner and blank, you know, and they won't do anything you ask them to do. And you wonder why. If I could just get a man, just like, I'll tell you another awesome story. I've got several of these, but a couple live right here in this area. Also, this man called me about a year ago, and he said, I need prayer. And I said, well, what do you need, son? He said, well, my wife left me and the kids and went to work in an exotic club as a strip dancer. And I said, well, son, if your wife did what she did out of her own free will, I can't go over that authority because she has a free will. But I said, I don't believe any woman in her right mind would leave her husband and her kids to go into an exotic club to display her nude body before a bunch of men that she don't know, except her eyes are blinded by the God of this world. So I said, I'm going to close my eyes, and I want you to close your eyes, and I'm going to catch you and me up into the third heaven where we're seated in Christ. That's our position. And then from the third heaven, I'm going to look down through the second heaven where the demons, where the spiritual wickedness is that's controlling the demons that are walking on the earth. And I'm going to bind and cut off their power, and I'm going to stop the power they're transmitting to the demons on earth that are blinding the mind of your wife. And then I'm going to command those demons to come out of your wife. And then I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to come up on your wife and convict her of sin and draw her into the kingdom of God. I'm going to claim her spirit, her soul, and her body for you and for service under your kingdom forever, Father, in Jesus' name. And then I'm going to ask you, just like Matthew 10:38 says, I'm going to ask you to send the proper labor into the harvest. And I'm going to ask you to let this young man be the labor that will be able to bring his wife into the kingdom and bring her home and let them be remarried in Jesus' name. And I said that prayer with that young man. I said, now, son, when it happens, give me a call. Let me know. The very next Friday night, the phone rang, and he said, I won't use his name, but so-and-so. And I said, okay. And I said, what can I do for you? And he said, you don't remember me, do you? And I said, well, no, sir, I really don't remember your name. He said, I'm the one, my wife was the dancer. I said, oh, yes, I definitely remember you now. He said, when you said call back, let me know what happened. He said, last Friday night after I hung up the telephone, less than an hour later, my phone rang. And it was my wife. And she said, I don't know what happened to me. I found myself on my knees before my locker, and it's like my eyes were open, and I thought, what am I doing in this place? She said, I turned in my uniforms, and I called. She called me and asked if I'd come get her. He said, I went and got her, and I led her to Jesus that night, and the next morning we went and found a preacher, and we were remarried. I said, praise God, son. I said, how long had y'all been divorced? He said, 14 years. We had them on our show about 6 or 8 weeks after that. We had them again out at our home and talked to them about 4, 5, or 6 months later. And that couple is just as on fire for Jesus and wonderfully in love as you can imagine. But yet she had been out away from the home for 14 years, stripping in an exotic club, had divorced her husband, left her kids, all because Satan had blinded her mind. And I had authority over that beast in the name of Jesus. And that night, whenever he called me, and I prayed that one prayer from where I knew I was seated and cast that demon of hell out of her and prayed everything scripturally, in 1 hour that woman was completely delivered and saved, born again, and the next morning remarried to her husband. Isn't God awesome? He's awesome. But I've got many of those kind of testimonies. But you have to learn who you are and what you can do to make these things come to pass. But you have that same power in you if you're a born-again Christian. Now let's go on down through here. And continuing on there, in chapter 2, verse 1, it says, and again, there was a day When the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came along also among them to present himself before the Lord, and the Lord said to Satan, from where do you come? So Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro on the earth and from walking back and forth on it. Where do you think that beast is still at today? On the earth, right? And he is killing and destroying whom he may. He is still out here. Guarantee it. Then the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil, and still he holds fast to his integrity, although you incited me against him to destroy him without cause. Now the Lord allowed him to be tested. So Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin. Yes, all that a man has he will give for his life. But stretch out your hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will surely curse you to your face. And the Lord said to Satan, behold, he's in your hands, but spare his life. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and struck Job with painful boils from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head. And he took for himself a potsherd with which to scrape himself while he sat in the midst of the ashes. Then his wife said to him, do you still hold fast to your integrity? Curse God and die. But he said to her, you speak as one of the foolish women speaks. Shall we indeed accept good from God, and shall we not accept adversity? And all this Job did not sin with his lips. Who was it that put that sickness and disease from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet on him? Satan. Who is it that comes and makes us sick and afflicts us with cancer, with any other kind of problem he can, with any kind of sickness, disease, crippling, arthritis, anything else? Who is it that comes upon us on this physical body to cause this body to not perform like it's supposed to? Satan. Isn't that amazing? He has that kind of power. Today, most Christians, whenever we got a problem, whether it's anything, I mean, if we start feeling bad, we get a headache, we get anything, I mean, even if we just get a headache, what do most of us do? We wake up one morning with a real powerful headache, what do? Sure, you go to the Excedrin bottle or the Anacin bottle or whatever kind you use. Do you ever stop about thinking and just getting up and say, no, Satan, in the name of Jesus, I command this headache to go away?
Stop right there on the teaching today, but we will take up tomorrow right there at the same place. I hope you've enjoyed this teaching. If you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would contact us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, and ask for the teachings on the question and the answer. And if you want to go to our website, you can go to www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all the free teachings that you want. We have them there. Just remember, Jesus Christ is our King and our Lord, and he's a mighty God, and we love serving him. If we can do anything to help you, just contact us. We'll be happy to pray for you or try anything to meet your needs.